The next patient is Mrs. Donna Murray. The last name is M, like in Mike, U like in uniform, R like in Roger, R like in Roger, A like in Alpha, Y like in Yankee. Donna, D-O-N-N-A. 56-year-old white female, who is a patient of Dr. Sharma, S-H-A-R-M-A, that has been referred to this office because of the presence of arterial hypertension. This patient that is 5'2", used to be heavier than what she is right now. Current body weight is 217 pounds. She is 5'3". She has a current BMI of 39, and she said that she has lost in the last 6 months more than 60 pounds of body weight. Period. She has a history of arterial hypertension that goes back to when she was 28 years old. She had been taking medication most of her life. Period. She has a history of kidney stones. In 2019 was the last episode. She needed a lithotripsy. She was treated by Dr. Bobby. Because of the presence of kidney stones, she's used to drink copious amount of fluid, period. She has been diagnosed with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. She had a cardiac catheterization done, and she has been treated by the cardiologist, Dr. Hazday, H-A-Z, like in Zulu, D-A-Y, in Orlando. The last visit that we have a copy of is August the 2nd of 2023, where there was adjustment of the medication, period. The patient lost a husband after he sustained a fall, and apparently there was a cerebral bleed. He was taken to the hospital, was transferred to Longwood in the East Coast, and from there went home on hospice, and he passed away. The patient went into deep depression, quit taking the medications, and she had an episode of unconsciousness. She was unresponsive. She was taken to the hospital. She was admitted, and she says that she was in a coma for 48 hours. We don't have the details of the hospitalization. When she was in the hospital, the patient did not have hypertension. She was released without medications. When she got home, she started to take the regular medications. At the present time, this patient is taking clonidine, 0.1 milligrams three times a day, diltiazem, 240 milligrams once a day, hydralazine 100 milligrams three times a day, lisinopril 20 milligrams every day, metoprolol succinate 200 milligrams extended release, metoprolol succinate extended release 200 milligrams every day. She suffers from rheumatoid arthritis. She's on medication that includes Percocet 7.5-3.25 as needed. She takes a maximum of 5 tablets per day. The laboratory workup. That was done on October 23rd of 2023. Has a creatinine of 0.82, a BUN of 23, fasting blood sugar of 96, normal serum electrolytes, albumin is 4.1, liver function tests are within normal limits. There is no evidence of anemia. The Z-rate and C-reactive proteins are slightly elevated. Hepatitis profile was reported negative. Unfortunately, we don't have any urine. Examination. No quantification of the protein, if any, and it is very difficult to render an opinion without examination of the urine, period. When we ask the patient whether or not she has been studied for secondary causes of hypertension, she denies it. Period. When the patient was interviewed regarding dietetic history, she is attracted to salt and has been all her life. And as mentioned before, she has been drinking significant amounts of fluid. Today, when we examined the patient, we found a body weight of 217 pounds, a blood pressure of 160 over 102, a BMI of 39, a heart rate of 81. In the heart auscultation, there is no accentuation of the second sound. There is no evidence of cardiac arrhythmia. The lungs were clear, no bruit in the abdomen, in the inguinal area, or in the carotid area, and the peripheral pulses were symmetric. Period. The possibility of renal artery stenosis has to be ruled out, as well as secondary causes of hypertension like Cushing syndrome, hyperaldosteronism, with hypercorticism. The patient is going to be studied with the CT scan of the adrenal glands, a Doppler of the renal arteries bilaterally with aldosterone renin ratio, aldosterone, methanephrine, cortisol, thyroid. And we are going to ask the patient to modify the diet, being in a low sodium diet, plant-based if possible, and restricting the fluid to 50 ounces in 24 hours. Number two, the patient has rheumatoid arthritis that has been treated by the rheumatologist, Dr. A. Torres. The patient did not bring all the medications, so that area is not covered. We know that she takes hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams every day. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, morbid obesity. Following number, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy that is treated with the administration of Norpace. Plan as above. We spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the doctor's notes. In the face-to-face, we spend 30 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes. We'll reevaluate after the above-mentioned workup. Thanks a lot for your kind referral.